Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, looking at grains and livestock, fairly risk on, it appears, here as we head towards the weekend, and we have that September WASD report squarely in our sights on Monday. What are your thoughts? What is driving this risk on trade? Is it mainly a lower U.S. dollar here today?
Yeah, pretty much across the board, we're seeing concerns on Wall Street ease today with the VIX pulling back below 23 for the first time in a couple weeks, a dollar pullback, notably from a 20-year high set earlier this week. That combination gives a little bit more confidence for the fund managers to put money into the equities and in the commodities. And so we're seeing positive money flow pretty much across the board today, and that's helping the grain and oil seeds really position for Monday's USDA WASD report. General expectation is that we're going to see the corn and soybean yields slip a little bit, corn more than beans, but based on some of the reports we're hearing from the western Midwest, that has been very dry over the last 30 days of grain filling. There's concerns that we may be surprises to the low side on the yield. And so nobody really wants to be short these markets going into the report. That's providing fundamental support for a market that's generally seeing good money flow into them today.
I would have to think with a bit of a rally here today, it's probably a good time for farmers and ranchers to look at their risk management plan, especially heading into a very big, important report such as this September report on Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key is that the September report is now the first report with production estimates from USDA based on actual field sampling. And so in those years when we do have seed size issues in the crop, which you would anticipate that risk in a year like this west of the Mississippi, that starts to show up in the September report. If it doesn't, then we can anticipate that this year's crops really weathered the storm pretty well. As a former agronomist, that's difficult for me to accept, but it could be a possibility. If they do see the lower than expected yields, then that would suggest that we see even lower yields in October, largely based on those shrinking seed size that ultimately only the combine truly picks up.
Well, Arlen, as well, livestock are seeing some decent strength here today in the general risk on tone. But I know cash cattle trade's been kind of lackluster here this week. Any thoughts in this cattle or hog market here as we head to the weekend?
Yeah, cash cattle trade basically a steady at 141 in the south and 142 to 146 in the north, 226, 227 on a dress basis in the north. And that was down a couple. So generally disappointing. We thought we'd see stronger cash cattle markets this week. And so that's one reason we saw some weakness earlier in the week. But overall, we kind of finished well. Export data that came out yesterday showing that exports have been really strong. In fact, year to date, we're now at record large and up 5% from last year. That goes along with decent domestic demand. Imports are falling off this summer as well. And that has boded well for this beef market and helped keep the packing margins good. And so the cattle market anticipating now decreasing numbers in the fourth quarter and even smaller numbers as we get into next year due to all that herd liquidation we saw over the last couple of years.
And that's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk markets with Dwayne Bussey of Bolt Marketing as we wrap up the week and head towards that WASD report on Monday. We'll also dive into what's going on in the cattle market. Chris Swift of Swift Trading Company, he will join us as well coming up here this afternoon on Market Talk. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Friday, September 9th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.